There was one rule at the camp meeting, and that's don't be caught in the back row. So to facilitate this, the organ will play the first stanza of the opening hymn, and our brothers and sisters in the choir will sing the first stanza, and then you join us in the second stanza. That should give you a little bit of chance, if you're in the further reaches of the congregation, to come forward so you can participate in the camp meeting. Let us stand. I'd like for us to participate today in a revival of the Second Great Awakening in Kentucky around 1800. Now, you might have heard of earlier revivals in New England in the 1730s and the 40s, or the so-called First Great Awakening, and even in the 1790s in North Carolina, there were great spiritual meetings, but the Kentucky revivals were different because they were real camp meetings where folks would come from all over. They could come in camp, take a break from the rigors of frontier life, and enjoy the fellowship of newfound friends who would provide memories when the meeting was over and the participants returned to the isolation of the frontier. So your harvest is in, and you decide to go to Cane Ridge, Kentucky, with the whole family. You will need to use your imagination to help us set the scene, however, because our chapel is hardly the normal setting of a camp meeting. The pews will become rough-hewn benches, or maybe stumps at best, and some of you just might prefer to stand or sit on the ground. The podium up here, or the chancel area, probably would be a tree stump or a crate where the leader would stand. And instead of walls and pillars, you would find yourself in a clearing surrounded by tents. One side of the tents would accommodate the men of the camp meeting, the other side of the tents would accommodate the women. Campfires would be scattered throughout, and three or four camp meetings might be going on at the same time during all hours of the day and night. Instead of chandeliers, there would be stars or perhaps rain. And instead of the choir and the organ, there would just be a lot of people singing and singing to their heart's content. Now, a little bit about those people around you. You would find it actually to be quite an ecumenical gathering of Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, and even a few Shakers. You could always spot those Shakers because they sometimes participated in ecstatic worship and led others as well. We're quite open today, so we'll leave it to your judgment. You would find also a somewhat racially open environment for the early 19th century with the tents of blacks right next to the tents of whites. And you would hear preaching like you've never heard before, and not just from men, but from women, and even from children who would astound you with their knowledge of the Bible. And so for a few days, you would find spiritual refreshment and surely conviction in a rare 19th century, relatively ecumenical, non-racist, and non-sexist setting. But enough of all this talk. You wouldn't remember much of what the preachers said as you traveled home, but you would remember those songs. And the singing of those songs would do more to solidify your theology than most anything else. So let's stop talking and share some of the songs of the camp meeting.
Come on.
One of this tradition that happens to be in our Baptist hymnal is 436. We would like to approach it this way, a little bit more in the style of how it might have happened in the camp meeting. The choir will sing it clear through the first time, and I want you to focus in on the glory hallelujahs. That's going to be your part. You can also join in the refrain, shout on, pray on, but let the choir handle all the other places. Let us stand.
Thank you.
think they had ties to get in their way back then. Join me in a familiar song.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, sinner, hear him. Oh, sinner, hear him. Oh, sinner, hear him. Because he first loved you.
Don't be afraid to harmonize now. You might get in the spirit.
Oh, Christian, be faithful. Oh, Christian, be faithful. Oh, Christian, be faithful. Because he first loved. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Many of the songs could be intensely personal. Such a song is the one printed in your order. I'd like to sing the melody of the refrain for you first, the chorus. The choir will sing it a second time, and then you join us in the third time.
Give me Jesus.
Camp meeting crowd. Our final song is actually didn't exist at the camp meeting time per se. Much of this material is of an oral tradition nature. So what I've tried to do is to use a concept of the camp meeting, the idea of a mother hymn. a hymn quite often, one of Watts, the Wesleys, John Newton's Amazing Grace, that provided a phrase or two or a little bit of music maybe that many other choruses were spun off of. And since there were no hymn books, a lot of these had to be handled by rote. The easiest way to handle that would be to give the congregation a repeated phrase that they could sing after every phrase or so that the soloist would sing. So I'm drawing on one that you have already learned with a little adaptation. Here's your phrase. Glory, hallelujah. Try it. Glory, hallelujah. Now when I give you the nod, that's your turn. When I can read my title clear, glory, hallelujah, I'll bid farewell to every tear. Glory, hallelujah, I'll rise to mansions in the skies, and God will wipe my weeping eyes. Glory, hallelujah, again, glory, hallelujah. I trust this is going to gain in excitement as we go along. When I survey the wondrous cross, glory, hallelujah, my richest gain I count but loss. Glory, hallelujah, I thank the Lord for Christ, the sign of love so amazing, so divine. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Alas, and did my Savior bleed? Glory, hallelujah, he groaned and died upon the tree. Glory, hallelujah, amazing pity, grace unknown, that Jesus Christ, God's Son, has shown. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, the Lord has promised good to me. Glory, hallelujah, he will my shield and portion be. Glory, hallelujah, I know his word, my hope secures, he'll be with me while life endures. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Glory, hallelujah, I once was lost but now am found. Glory, I once was blind but now I see, I thank the Lord, God's love found me. Glory, hallelujah. Keep doing that. Glory, hallelujah. Keep going. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Time to break up the camp, brothers and sisters. Thank you very much.